Hey everyone. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. And let's be real, haven't we all had those days where our thoughts feel like a runaway train? Racing from one worry to the next, leaving us exhausted and overwhelmed. That's what we're tackling today. Understanding and managing those pesky thought patterns that can derail our emotional well-being. Trust me, I get it, we've all been there. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking stoicism sounds like a bunch of dusty scrolls and grumpy philosophers, hang with me for a second. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, okay? It's about building mental resilience, becoming aware of our thought processes, and learning to choose how we react to them, which, let's face it, is a superpower in this day and age. Here are five things to keep in mind as you embark on this journey of mastering your thoughts. First up, recognize that your thoughts aren't facts. Ever find yourself spiraling down the rabbit hole of what-ifs or replaying embarrassing moments over and over? Remember, those are just thoughts, not objective realities. They can be incredibly powerful, but they don't have to control you. Think of them like passing clouds. Acknowledge their presence, but don't let them block out the sunshine. Next, practice mindfulness. This is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Sounds simple, right? Well, it's easier said than done. We're constantly bombarded with stimuli, and our minds love to wander. But by taking a few moments each day to focus on your breath, your senses, or even just a simple object, you can train your mind to be more present and less reactive to those pesky thoughts. Number 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. When those self-critical voices start whispering or shouting, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our negativity bias kicks in and we focus on the worst-case scenarios. By consciously questioning these thoughts, you can start to break free from that pattern. Now, let's talk about reframing. This is where you take those negative thoughts and try to see them from a different perspective. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to grow? It's like taking a mental detour. You might end up somewhere unexpected, but it could be more fulfilling than getting stuck in the rut of negativity. And finally, remember that progress isn't linear. Some days will be easier than others. You might have moments where those thoughts feel overwhelming, and that's okay. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings, and then gently guide your mind back to a more positive and constructive space. Picture this. You're at work. Deadlines are looming, and suddenly your inbox explodes with urgent emails. Your heart starts racing, you get that knot in your stomach, and thoughts like I can't handle this or I'm going to fail start swirling around. Sound familiar? Here's where those stoic principles come in handy. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of stress, but don't let it control you. Remind yourself that you're capable, you've handled tough situations before, and this too shall pass. Maybe even put on your favorite upbeat music to shift your energy. Challenge those negative thoughts. I can't handle this because this is challenging, but I can break it down into manageable steps. Reframe the situation as an opportunity to learn and grow. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone. Everyone faces stressful situations, so reach out to a colleague or friend if you need support. So, remember those five key takeaways. Recognize that thoughts aren't facts, practice mindfulness, challenge your negative thoughts, reframe them in a positive light, and be patient with yourself. This isn't about instant perfection, it's about making conscious choices every day to cultivate emotional strength and resilience. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, you've got this. I'll catch you on the next episode with another dose of stoic wisdom for navigating life's ups and downs. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation. Let's build a community of resilient thinkers together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.